Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, we want to take a look at 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 4, and talk about when a good thing becomes bad. Here's the verse, 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 4. He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan. Now, after the fall of the kingdom of the northern tribes in 2 Kings chapter 17, chapter 18 begins with the story of Hezekiah, one of the best kings of the kingdom of Judah. In verse 3, it simply says of him, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And then we read about the many of the right things that he did, beginning with his work against the idolatry that existed in Judah. We read that Hezekiah removed the high places. These were popular altars for sacrifice, set up as the worshiper desired, not according to God's direction. And many other kings of Judah, even some of the good ones, allowed these unapproved places for sacrifice called the high places. Hezekiah removed them. We also read that he cut down the wooden image, which was probably some wooden pillar used in the immoral rituals that were intended to honor the pagan goddess Ashtoreth. And finally, we read in verse 4, and he broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. Now, what's this all about? Well, Numbers chapter 21, verses 1 through 9 describes how during a time of a plague of fiery serpents that came upon the whole nation of Israel, Moses made a bronze serpent for Israel to look upon and be spared death from the snake bites. This particular statement in 2 Kings tells us that this bronze serpent had been preserved for more than 800 years. But Hezekiah looked at it and he called it Nehushtan. Because he was so zealous to honor God, Hezekiah broke in pieces this bronze artifact and put an end to the idolatrous worship of this object. Now, this bronze serpent was a wonderful thing. When the afflicted people of Israel looked upon it, they were saved. It was even a representation of Jesus Christ, as Jesus himself would later say in John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Yet people could take something so good and so used by God, and they could make a destructive idol out of it. In the same way, sometimes good things become idols, and therefore they must be destroyed. For example, if some precious artifact from biblical times was discovered and then became an object of idolatry for many, it would be better to destroy that thing. Now, God's people must likewise be on guard against idolatry. You know, there are many kinds of idolatry in the modern church. We can make leaders idols. We can make education an idol. We can make human eloquence an idol. We can make customs and habits of ministry an idol. We can make forms of worship an idol. Now, that name, Nehushtan, means piece of brass. And it was a way to refer to that bronze serpent, but to make it less than it really was. It says it's an idol. It's just a piece of brass. It's always good for us to look at the idols that we have in our heart and in our mind and to cut them down to size. God alone deserves our worship and our ultimate obedience. Remember that today and be blessed.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.